Back Alley Productions presents Barefoot in the Park on March 20, 21st, 27th, and 28th. Co-directors Kaylee Smith and Keegan Westra are my guests today on Around and About. For their 12th production, Back Alley Productions is taking on the longest-running non-musical Broadway play in history. Neil Simon wrote this in 1962. Of course, it's Barefoot in the Park. It was very successful on Broadway and in movies. Kaylee, why did you tackle something that is so well known?
Well, that's one of the reasons why we tackled it, is because it is a recognizable name, but also it is just a wonderful, fast-paced, witty comedy that everybody enjoys seeing. The show itself has a lot of social commentary, especially during the time it was written in the 60s, as well as tackling some harder issues. Neil Simon has this thing where he will take very difficult subjects like marriage, starting off in a new place, learning if you actually are happy with somebody, as well as, like I said, social commentary with the bohemian lifestyle coming out and some conservative thoughts that weren't quite into that sort of thing, and how we all have to come together in a form of a marriage, not only in Corey and Paul's instance, but as a nation. And he tackles that, those serious subjects, but with a wonderful sense of humor. He pokes fun at them. And so I find that it's a wonderful show littered with all these little nuances that can be brought to light, not only from the time they were in, but is relevant today.
Now, just to bring people up to speed if they've never seen or heard of this before, you have a newlywed couple that might be considered mismatched in some ways. He's very ultra-conservative, and she is very much a free spirit. And right after their marriage, they are learning to live together and finding out they can be compatible in kind of this upstairs apartment in New York City. There are other people involved, a mother-in-law, neighbors, delivery people and such. But for the most part, you're focusing on the dynamic between these two people that are trying to find a life together, not knowing they were so different. How do you bring that out without it seeming forced?
As you can say, opposites may attract. And in this show, it doesn't really force these two different personalities together, but it puts them together and finds out what happens. Of course, in Act Two, there is a big fight between Corey and Paul. They realize how different they are together, and even if that is what they really want in life. And so they become on the brink of divorce at the idea that they are so different. So it shows that when you do put these personalities together, that there are clashes. But as the mother of Corey, Mrs. Banks, Ethel, states in Act Three, you know, sometimes you got to give a little of yourself and take a little of his, and if you guys can compromise with your ideas, that you can find a happy union. Life would be very dull if we all married a mirror.
Oh, Mom, what am I going to do?
You know, that's the first time you've asked my advice since you were 10. It's really very simple. You've just got to give up a little of you for him. Don't make everything a game, except for it late at night in that little room upstairs. But take care of him and make him feel important. And if you can do that, you'll have a happy and wonderful marriage. Like 2 out of every 10 couples. But you'll be one of the 2, baby. Now get your coat and go on out after him. I've got a date.
Now, Keegan, you are co-directing this.
Yes, ma'am.
Is this your first gig as a co-director?
Yes, ma'am. It is my first gig as a co-director. Something that is so special about Back Alley Productions is that we really offer a place to grow and learn in theater. Like, I started out as an actor 4 years ago with Back Alley Productions, and since then, I've grown to working backstage, stage managing a show, and now I'm up to co-directing with Kaylee Smith here, and it's just a wonderful place to learn and grow and find what you really love about theater.
A lot of your acting troupe are young.
That is the case. When we first started, we were just a couple of young kids getting together and putting on shows. But now, for the last couple of years, since 2011, Back Alley has grown exponentially. And we now have a lot of actors that vary in age. We have some that that come in and they are about maybe 12 at the youngest, and some who come in who have grandchildren and families and such. So Back Alley has grown in its spectrum of actors since last time we've been on the air here.
A lot of your productions have had kind of a minimal cast. Is that due in part because of your location, because you don't have really a large stage to work with?
Well, I think one of the reasons why we've picked more of these intimate casts is because that reason, because they are intimate. As the actors go through the acting process, we go through character analysis and script analysis, and we all sit down together and really go over who are these characters, what are their motivations, and how do we relate to them. And so I feel the intimate cast allows us to really get to know each other, not only as friends and people, but also get to know each other as characters and production managers and set and lights.
And I feel that working with a smaller cast really gives our actors a chance to be one-on-one with the directors and everybody that works on the production. And like Kaylee said, we all get to know each other, and we're really a family working together. And you get really good chemistry when you have a family working together.
So let's go over the dates and the location of the performance.
We are performing at the Colonnade Performing Arts Center in Ringgold, Georgia. And our performance dates are March 20th, 21st, 27th, and 28th at 7:30 p.m. That is when the curtain goes up. House doors open at 7. There will be a 1 p.m. matinee on the 28th. Again, that's when curtain goes up, and house doors open about 12 o'clock. And the Colonnade stage is quite a lovely stage. We're actually being very innovative with the set. Most sets have a broken ceiling because you need to let lighting in to light the actors. But because one of the iconic pieces to this interior set is the skylight with the broken hole in it, we are able to put in a full ceiling with the ability to still let light in due to this window. We are also doing a campaign on Facebook that every Friday up until the performances, we are doing trivia questions, and you can win 2 free tickets to the show. All you got to do is answer the trivia question. It's usually about, can you describe this one thing in the show and how it relates to the show? So please like us on Facebook and participate in that. As well as our upcoming season in July, we are planning on doing The Tempest. We will be traveling around. It will be a free show for the community in Tennessee and Chattanooga and North Georgia. So please come out and support that. It will be every weekend in July, except for the 4th of July weekend. Auditions are April 14th and 15th. Check our Facebook and website for details on that. And then in September, we will be gracing the Memorial Auditorium's community theatrical stage with The Great Gatsby. We're really excited for that. And then we come back to the Colonnade with a really exciting and entertaining Christmas Carol for November. That one we're really looking forward to and have a lot of great new ideas for that. So that is what is on the horizon for Back Alley. So keep up with us on Facebook and Twitter and our website.
You can find out more about Neil Simon's Barefoot in the Park and other performances online at backalleyproductions.org or find them on Facebook and Twitter. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.